So, Va'atah is mentioned three times in rapid succession. Okay, not three psukim, one after the other, but it's Va'atah Tzaves Rene Yisrael, V'ichuli Elech Hashem and Zai Ezoch Kus Islam Or La'os Na Tamid. So it's the Va'atah Tzaves relating to the Shem and Zayas for the Mo'or. Okay, and then you have psukim that describe that. Then the next Va'atah is Va'atah HaKrev Elech HaSaron HaChicha, is the designation of Aaron and his children as the Kohanim to do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. That's the second Va'atah, and after describing that, so then we have the Va'atah Tadaber Kol Chachmei Leiv. Hashem Leisivu Chachmo V'asuas B'gdi Aaron L'Kadishol L'Achan Ali. So you have Va'atah Tetzaveh, Va'atah HaKrev, and you have Va'atah Tadaber. Three Va'atah. So one might think that these are just, to use a phrase, insignificant pronouns. But it doesn't seem that way. Even if you pay attention to the timing, the timing HaMikra, so the first Va'atah is a Gershayim. The second Va'atah Tetzaveh is a Gershayim. Va'atah HaKrev is a Poser. And Va'atah Tedaber is a Revi. So these timing cause a person to pause and focus on these words. That's exactly what you're doing. There's a certain pause and a focus on these words. And it shows that these words have a certain significance. In Haftarah as well, the other phrase is Atah ben Adam, you son of man. Okay, that's the expression. And ben Adam, it's one phrase. So it's a munach revi'i. So ben Adam is revi'i. Also, you see, there's a certain significance to the words Va'atah Tetzaveh, Va'atah HaKrev, Va'atah Tedaber. So there's some stress and emphasis, and Atah ben Adam. So how do we understand this? So I'd like to consider this in light of certain midrashim that I've seen mentioned. So one is Zohar, and the Zohar speaks of the fact that in Parshas Tetzaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. It's referred to with the Va'atah, the pronoun Va'atah. It's you and you. Over and over again, Va'atah Tetzaveh, Tetzaveh, Atah HaKrev, Va'atah Tedaber. But Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned, which is unusual. Not just the fact that it's in a Parsha, and the Parsha is, we read our Minhagim, but this is a significant part of the description of the Binyan HaMishkan and the Big Kahuna. And in this entire segment, which is a significant segment, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned.
Last week you only mentioned once.
I'm sorry?
Last week you only mentioned once.
I can't hear.
Last week you only mentioned once.
Okay, right at the beginning. So that's true. It was mentioned once, but it is mentioned. And the truth is that Tetzaveh is a continuation of Truma. So in that sense, it relates back to Moshe Rabbeinu. But this isn't my question. If I, what you're saying is correct. But the Zohar mentions this point. So obviously the Zohar thinks it's significant that in this entire segment, his name isn't mentioned. So the Zohar says, and it's in the Zohar refers to a certain point that the Gemara in Makkos mentions, that kill us chacham afil al tnai bo, that when a chacham expresses a kala, even if expresses on a condition, and the condition wasn't fulfilled, but in some form the kala takes place. So Moshe Rabbeinu at the chet of the eagle, so he says, "Va'atah im tisoch atasam v'mayin mecheni no misif pashar kasota." So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "If you're going to forgive Klal Yisrael, fine. But if not, erase me, remove me from your sefer." What does it mean from your sefer? There are different shatim, but Rashi learns it means from the sefer Torah. I don't want my name mentioned in your sefer Torah, the sefer, this book that you have written, if you're not going to forgive Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. He was Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. So it was a kala, but it was a condition, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did forgive Klal Yisrael, did not destroy Klal Yisrael. But because he uttered that klala about himself, it had to be fulfilled. And it was fulfilled by the fact that in Parshas Tetzaveh, so His name is not mentioned. So there's a certain mecheni no misifracha shakasach. But this also has to be understood. Does that mean that there's some diminution of Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness? He was diminished because he said mecheni no misifracha shakasach. I mean, that was mesiras nefesh for Klal Yisrael. It can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu was diminished somehow because he was mesiras nefesh for Klal Yisrael. That couldn't be. It's also interesting note, as many point out, that Zion Adar generally comes, the Tira of Moshe Rabbeinu comes around Parshas Tzava. Okay? Generally, that's the way it is. It's also interesting that the Tira of Aaron was in Rosh Chodesh Av, which his Tira is mentioned in Parshas Masai. So it's always either the week before Parshas Masai or after Parshas Masai. So apparently, the Minahagim of Klal Yisrael were set up in a way that we have to take notice of certain things. You have to take notice of the Ptira Moshe Rabbeinu, of Aaron HaKohen. And how do we take notice? We see, Parshas Tzava, his name is not mentioned. So it causes us to reflect upon how Moshe Rabbeinu is the key to the whole Masorah, how we want to connect with Moshe Rabbeinu. We all want to, and ought to want to, connect with the Masorah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinah Shoshu, we all want to be part of that Masorah. We have to reflect upon that. And Zion Adar is a time to reflect upon it. And Moshe Rabbeinu's absence has to be taken notice of. And we take notice of it Parshas Tzav. This is apparently what it seems. But it's impossible to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was diminished. And I think there's another medrash that I saw quoted in the Torah Shlemer of Kasher, a Yalkut Ksav Yad, that says as follows, Loma Nemar Va'atah Va'atah Va'atah. Why did it say v'atah three times? Atah titzaveh, atah akreh, atah titzaveh. Ela v'atah titzaveh, atah rosh l'neviyah. You are the head of all the neviyah. Why? Because the Torah says, Hashem b'maray lo v'esvadah. So, lo kein avdi Moshe. The Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was entirely different from anyone else's nevuah. So the Vatat Tzaves B'nai Yisrael to take Shem and Lama Or, the Vatat implies it reflects upon your greatness, that you're the Rosh Leviyah. Vatat Hakreve Lechas Arachicha, bring Aaron close to do the Avodas HaMizbeach. That implies Atah Rosh LeKarevim. You are the head of those that come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Vatat Tedaber, Al kol chachmei leiv, atah rosh lechachamim. You're head of all the chachamim. So you see that the v'atah, when Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned, it's not doesn't diminish Moshe Rabbeinu at all. It implies his greatness. But we have to understand what exactly does that mean. So the way I would understand it is that the meaning of this medrash and this psukim, that's the significance of the word v'atah here. And the v'atah is a word that has to be focused upon. You have to focus on the gershayim, the poser, the ravi. You have to pause and think about it. It's not an insignificant pronoun. It's a very important word. It's a theme of the parsha. Because like I said before, it's Shabbos atah. And that means that when a person has a certain role to fulfill, and Moshe Rabbeinu had the greatest role, the greatest mission, he's the Av Leviyim, the Av Karevim, the Av Chachamim, he had the greatest role. You elevate yourself if you designate other people to a role. By allowing other people, not just allowing, by helping other people achieve a role, a mission, you don't diminish your role, you elevate your role. And that's what Atah is. Moshe Rabbeinu achieved great things as Moshe Rabbeinu. He was Moshe Rabbeinu. And when we mention his name, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the Masorah began. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Moshe Rabbeinu to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. It's the Torah Hashem, but it became Torah Moshe because it was Moshe Nefesh for the Torah. So the Torah we have through Moshe Rabbeinu. His mission was the greatest mission, greatest role. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't only great as Moshe, he was great as V'atah, as a person that was not focusing on himself, he was focusing on others. He was focusing on elevating Bnei Yisrael by having Shem and Lama'ar. What is Shem and Lama'ar? The Gemara says, the Ner Maravi, Alos Ner Tamid, Eidus Hu, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos and Paragraph Madlikin, Eidus Hu L'chol Boy Olam Shechina Shor B'Yisrael, that's what the Ma'ar implies. There's a Shechina within Kal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't only focus on Moshe, he focused on being of Atah, to save himself, and he elevated himself. And that's why it's a significant Atah. It's a Gershayim. It's a very important Atah. He elevated himself by giving a role to other people, by elevating Klal Yisrael, giving them a role of producing Hashras Hashchina within Klal Yisrael. He elevated himself. Vahatoha krev elecha asar nachicha. By giving Aaron this important role, it didn't diminish him. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the Kohen. Did it diminish him because he wasn't the Kohen? He didn't do the Avodah Samikdash on a regular basis? No, it elevated himself. Because he became the Rosh LeKarevim, not just by what he achieved in his own role, by the fact that he enabled, helped, encouraged, and educated others to have an important role. V'ato tedaber al kol chachmei lev. The V'ato elevated him. He becomes the Rosh L'chachamim. This is, I think, what the Medrash is saying. The Ato is very important. Ato, why did it say V'ato three times? V'ato, Ato, you're Rosh L'Nevi'im. Ato, you're Rosh, you elevate yourself. You're Rosh L'Karevim. V'ato, you're Rosh, you are elevating yourself by what you're doing for others. And elevating them, you elevate yourself. It doesn't diminish your role at all. By allowing others to have a role, you don't diminish your role. You become Rosh L'Chachamim. And I think the same implication is Atah ben Adam. Yechezkel was told to provide Klal Yisrael with the Nevuah, the vision of the Bayis HaShlishi. What's the vision of the Bayis HaShlishi? This was at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon. The Rashi says in Parak Mem Gimel, Bar osi lamosh chasti she'eno mo'asam ba'avonam. The message is the relationship with Klal Yisrael always remains, and Klal Yisrael has a destiny. And Yechezkel was told, Atah ben Adam. Yechezkel is called very often ben Adam. So Rashi in Yechezkel Beis. In Yechezkel Aleph, you have the Ma'isa HaMarkava. Then in Peskel Beis, he's called ben Adam. So Rashi mentions a pshat. Why? Because Shalotei Daito Rechava Olav Mitoch Shreitz Gasli Bo'omar Markava. He saw the Ma'isa HaMarkava. He may feel he's detached from humanity, detached from Klal Yisrael. He was so elevated. No, he was told, Atah ben Adam. You may have been elevated, but you have to remember, you're Atah ben Adam. That's why he's called Son of Man. He should remember he has to function as a ben Adam. He has to reach out to others and elevate them and understand their destiny. The destiny of Klal Yisrael is the destiny of Avodah Sveis HaMikdash. And if you recognize yourself as Atah ben Adam, then you are Yechezkel Hanavi. Then you elevate yourself. And I think that's the message of Va'atah on this Shabbos. The Va'atah Titzaveh, Va'atah HaKrev, Va'atah Tidaver. The person elevates himself by helping others achieve their role and their mission.